WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
50 years ago, Walt Disney produced the first feature-length animation film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Many Disney animation classics followed: Pinocchio, Cinderella, Dumbo, Bambi. On its golden anniversary, Snow White is being re-released in more than 60 countries and in more than 10 languages. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
By all means, bring your kids. But if you don't have any, don't let that scare you away. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is an extraordinary movie by any standards. Oh, you might get a little tired of all those twittering bluebirds and chipmunks that seem so intent on helping our winsome heroine whistle while she works. And Snow White's bland cheeriness may make the behavior of the ill-tempered dwarf known as Grumpy seem all too justifiable. But 50 years after the first feature-length animation was unveiled, it's remarkable to see how powerful much of it remains. This, after all, is a teeming story of sexual awakening, of a teenager whose emerging adulthood threatens her aging but still beautiful stepmother, of a girl who prepares herself for the adult tasks of wife and motherhood by playing house with seven men who are not quite men, seven dwarfs who offer the challenges that men offer without letting sex raise its naughty head.
Why, you're little men!
How do you do what?
The dwarfs themselves are brilliantly drawn and differentiated characters, but they also embody individual traits that any prospective wife back in 1937 might have expected to find in her Prince Charming. Grumpiness, sleepiness, happiness, bashfulness, occasional dopiness, the peculiar combination of know-it-all and bumbler that you find in Doc, and, in the truly bizarre creature known as Sneezy, all those mysterious and out-of-control bodily functions that may take a girl by surprise on the wedding night and the weeks and months thereafter. Coping with the Seven Dwarfs teaches Snow White how to cope with Prince Charming, and has, in its very gentle way, prepared generations of young girls to welcome the strangeness of men. Not that this movie is a glorified self-help book. For one thing, it's a musical with gorgeous songs, including Someday My Prince Will Come, which has become a bebop standard, Whistle While You Work, and this odd hymn to the glories of all American labor.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, it's home to work we go. Hi ho, hi ho.
It's also a work of marvelous imagination. You may not remember how truly wondrous those scenes are in which a baleful magic mirror speaks to a wicked ruler who begs it to flatter her, or a dark forest comes alive with menace, or a beautiful queen turns herself into a hag bearing an apple as tempting as the one the serpent offered Eve, an apple that with one bite will confer the dreadful sleeping death. Too scary for kids? The child psychologist Bruno Bettelheim has argued that fairy tales like Snow White help children learn to cope with and even conquer an intimidating world. And for grown-ups, a picture as imaginative and full of life as this one can make you walk out of the theater as smitten with movies as any child.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.